Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. Oh man, this is going to be an interesting weekend for me. I am lined up to go to Self-Reliance Festival. It's been a year and a half or so since I've been there, and pretty excited about it. And also, you know, I haven't been there in a while. It's probably grown a lot since I've been there. And I'm actually speaking at the event on Sunday, so that will be interesting. It'll be fun. I'm excited. Always love these opportunities. I'm talking about purpose. I think I maybe mentioned this a couple days ago on the podcast. I'm talking about how to live a life of purpose. Because here on Next Level Solopreneurs, we're all about helping you live a life of purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. And yes, that is going to be my new intro. I don't know. It just fits everything that we talk about and do here at Next Level Solopreneurs. So, as I've been working on my speech for, my talk is Sunday morning. I'm first up Sunday morning, so I get to wake people up. I'm never sure when's the best time of the day to talk. But as I've been developing this speech, I've had a lot of thoughts, had a lot of insights, and new things that I can add to the conversation, add to what we talk about here. And my wife asked me last night as we lay down in bed, she's like, so what is the main point or the main thrust of your talk? Okay, I know it's about purpose, but what's the main point? What do you want people to walk away from there with? And the main point that I want you to get, and the main point that I want people at this event to understand is that our purpose is simply us using all of our gifts, talents, skills, interests, passions, and personality to create a positive impact on the lives of other people. It's an outward focus. It's focused on others. Our purpose is using everything about us, our life experience, our skills, everything that we know, to turn around and use it for the good of others. If we only use it for ourselves, then we don't feel fulfilled. We don't find fulfillment in life. We end up being like, oh, life is meaningless. Life is pointless. You look at Solomon in the Bible. He was the wisest and wealthiest man who ever existed. Okay? In his day, he was wealthier than Bill Gates or Elon Musk today. He had immense, unimaginable, immeasurable wealth. Wisdom off the charts. People traveled from all over the world just to hear him speak, just to be in his presence. They brought him, he was so wealthy, and yet people still brought him massive gifts. And he wrote a book in the Bible talking about how meaningless life is. He said, what's the point of life? I did all of these things. Nothing that I wanted did I not get. I achieved and accomplished and got for myself everything I could imagine. And what's the point? The pauper at home is happier than me. Do you see my driving point? Solomon, as wealthy and wise as he was, lived a selfish life. He lived focused on himself, focused inward. If he had used that wisdom and wealth to improve the lives of other people, to help others, to lift them up, he had a massive opportunity that he missed. Now, I'm not saying he didn't help any other people. Of course, along the way, you help others. Gold at that time, gold and silver was as common as gravel. He had a massive opportunity to help others beyond, you know, what we can even comprehend. And he missed it because he was focused on himself. Don't let that happen to you. Yes, you might not have the wisdom or the wealth of Solomon, but you can still use everything you've been given to help other people. You can still focus outward. You can still do good work. And that's the amazing thing. You can do anything you want to do in life. Whatever you choose to do, do good work.